key point that we mentioned yesterday was that the statement of Abaye was not just that two people don't do Zimun, but he went further and said mitzvah l'chalek. That is to say that if that is the case, then each one has to bench separately. That was the basis for Rashi saying that the same would be true by Birkas Hamotzi, which on the surface, you know, seems to be, you know, logical to us. Because there's no basis by Birkas Hamotzi. This is obviously in Birkas Hamazon is an issue of Zimun. So Zimun brings them together. So therefore one is Mavarech. But once you see that there's no Zimun, so then what happens? Each one blesses by himself. Ah, so that same thing should be by Hamotzi. Machore, that makes sense. But the Tosfos challenges that on the basis of the sources that he cites, which give the indication that the case is different by Birkas Hamotzi. But now we understand why Tosfos is under an obligation to explain the difference. The mere fact that he gives differences between Birkas Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon indicates that all things being equal, the point of Rashi is correct. Mitzvah l'chalek. Each person makes his own bracha. So Tosfos offers two reasons why Birkas Hamotzi is different. We're turning now to the Ben Yonah. In these booklets, it would be page 29. In the dafim of the Rif would be Lamed Gimel. Shnayim Shachlo Mitzvah l'chalek. Pirush Rashi. The Bain L'inyan Hamotzi, Uvain L'inyan Birkas Hamazon, Ka'amar. So he cites Rashi. Via Olam Einam No Hagen Kain. But that's not the custom. The world does not do it this way. She'einam Sovrim, the Mitzvah L'chalek Elu B'Birkas Hamazon. See, that confirms what we were saying, that the whole essence is on Mitzvah L'chalek. So they only accept the idea of Mitzvah L'chalek with regard to Birkas Hamazon. Avol Birkas Hamotzi, Echad Mavarech L'Chaveiro. But for Birkas Hamotzi, one does say the bracha for his friend. The Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal, She'etam Adava, Mishum, the Birkas Hamotzi, Himid the Rabbanon. And he says, this of course is cited by Tosfos, the second reason in Tosfos. So here you see the source. That the reason is that Birkas Hamotzi is Mid Rabbanon. And therefore they were makel, which is strange. What does it have to do with being makel or being machmir? And one can poter his friend. Avol Birkas Hamazon meshim in haTorah, but Birkas Hamazon, which is min haTorah, hechmiru boYoser. They were more stringent. See, of course, what's the question that you have to ask when you hear something like this? If one person can be poter the other one, he can be poter the other one. So why shouldn't it work by Birkas Hamazon? And if he can, so why should? What is the idea of being mekel and being machmir over here? How can be mekel? Why is that a kula? Why is it logical to say that it's a kula if we say that in Birkas Hamotzi one person is poter the other person? What's the kula? That's the halacha. And if that is the halacha, so then what's the chumrah that we don't allow it to work by Birkas Hamazon? The whole idea of a kula and a chumrah seems to be inappropriate in a situation like that. You can talk about a kula and a chumrah with regard to requirements, lechatchila, a person perhaps sure shouldn't daven unless he's wearing certain clothing, whatever, things of that sort. But those things are ma'akev, so in certain situations you could be mekel and but that's a different kind of a story. This doesn't seem to be the kind of thing you're talking about in terms of being mekel or machmir. All right, that's the problem. But let's continue. The Amr, when they said, by Birkas Hamazon, she'yivarech kalechad v'yechad li'atzmo. V'Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken Zal, hoya omer, tamacher. So Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken gave a different reason. Ki b'Birkas Hamazon, mitoch kach amru, she'a mitzvah l'chalek. By Birkas Hamazon, they said that it's a mitzvah to separate. B'nei, she saimu ha'achilo, because they concluded their achilo. Ve'im shnayim bulvad, and there are only two, the kvarsar ha'kvius, because the kvius has dispersed, has dispelled, has been removed. Uchaman the ochil kolchad v'chad l'chude daininen lohu. And it's as though each one ate by himself. We regard them as such. Aval b'birkas hamotzi. But by birkas hamotzi, she ba'osa bracha, maschilin lechol. With that bracha, they begin to eat. V'kovin atzman, and they are kovei themselves. Ha'echad poter es chaveiro. One can exempt, so to speak, bimotzi his chaver. You take a look at the Meiri in our booklet, it would be page 86. I'm not going to go through the whole Meiri. I think you should do that, but right now I just want to explain one thing, because the question, it has to be made clear that when we say mitzvah l'chalek, it doesn't mean that one person cannot be motzi the other person under any circumstances. So the Meiri, Shnayim Shachuk Yechad. Afilu Ratzu Lazamin Ein Mezamnin. That's one idea. Elachol Valeim Lechalik. See, he raises it clear. It's a chiyuv to be mechalik. The Levar Kalech Aliyasmo Birkas Amazon. Viz Bar Lamata Shemayu Gimel Ein Rashayin Lechalik. V'chein Dal V'chein Hey Sherei Chol Vazim and Nifkas Me Amakach. Fine. Now listen to what he says. Uvishnayim Miyo Im Birach Im Berach Echad V'Shama Hasheni. But by two, if one of them said the Birkas HaMazon and the second one listened, Yotze B'di'eved. He was Yotze B'di'eved. Now, of course, he's not mentioning over here that the one who said the Birkas HaMazon had to have in mind for the other person, because that's a condition in Shomei Kaona, that both parties have to have the same Kavana. If I listen to you making a bracha and I have in mind to be Yotze with your bracha, it does not work unless you had in mind to be Motzi me. All right, so he's not mentioning that, but that he just assumes that we understand that. So what he's saying is like this, that if that's what they did, even though they weren't supposed to do that, because each person was supposed to make the bracha by himself, so b'di'eved, he's yotzei. Why? Sheshomei ka'ona. Ho'al v'niskavim l'kach. Now I mentioned it. Ho'al v'niskavim. Divas kavana. So what's he saying? On the surface, one could ask a question. What do you mean? You're telling me mitzvah l'chalek, l'vark kalech v'yech l'atzmo, and now you're telling me, but if they didn't do it, they yotzei. How could you be yotzei? It's mitzvah l'chalek. How could you be yotzei? You could ask the question that way.
There's no yes, sir. He's not saying yes.
There wasn't yes, sir. You couldn't. When the Meiri says mitzvah l'chalek, when the Gemara says mitzvah l'chalek, so if you ask, well, are we obligated? Is it usher to do it the other way? The answer would have to be yes, it's usher. Because otherwise, what's the idea of mitzvah l'chalek? And what's the need to make different distinctions here? If that's the case, of course you could ask. If that asks, then how does he say that if they defied the mitzvah l'chalek? Maybe you don't want to use the term iser. Maybe that's too strong of a term. But it means to say you're not allowed to do it. If you ask a shayla, am I allowed to do that? The answer is no. You have to bench by yourself. That's what you're mechuyev to do. So if that's what you're mechuyev to do and you didn't do it, so then how are you? I would say the answer would be that it doesn't matter. There's a technical mechanism at work over here. There's a mechanism of shmei kahana. Once you create a mechanism, sort of like a mechanical kind of a thing, Maybe you weren't supposed to do it, but you did it, and you're Yotze. They didn't go so far as to say that the mechanism of Shmei Kahuna doesn't operate over here. That's what he's pointing out. And the reason if one person, if they did it this way, so Yotze b'di'eved, but milchatchil, you know, I'll do it. Then he says like this, v'yamoya echad sofer v'yechad bur, if one of them was a scholar and the other one was an Am Haaretz, so sofer mevarech, ubur shomea. So that's an exception. There are cases. You see from this that there's a series. There is a halachic psak of mitzvah l'chalek, but that doesn't mean to say that it doesn't have exceptions. First of all, if the rule was defied, you're still going to be yotze, even though you weren't supposed to do it this way because of the mechanism of shmei kahuna. So that's it. You benched already. You're yotze yechiyev. Secondly, these guys going further and saying there are situations where it's not mitzvah l'chalek. Of course, we have to understand what the reason is for that, but we'll get to that. We don't have to define that right now. Yeah, it's interesting that Rashba points out that mitzvah l'chalek is mitzvah min hamufcha, but not to the extent that it's a chiyuv. And that is to say that even l'chatchila, if they want to do so, one person should be yotzei with the other one, then it's permitted. It doesn't seem to be that way from Tosfos and from the Meiri. They seem to be saying, Lechatchila, it's mitzvah lechalik. That's what they seem to be saying. The Meiri uses the expression Yatza b'di'eved. So it's clear that he took mitzvah lechalik more seriously. All right, whatever that is, we're learning according to this way. According to the first answer of Tosfos, it's based upon this premise, that the issue as to whether each person makes the bracha by himself, or whether one person makes a bracha for somebody else, is dependent upon this factor. This is the rule. Where there is tziruf between the two individuals, then one person makes the bracha for both. That's the appropriate way to do it. Where there is no tziruf between the two, then mitzvah l'chalik. Each person should say the bracha by himself. Given that that's the case, the Tosfos is saying, we can explain. There's a difference between bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. Because in bracha rishona, when the time comes to make the bracha, you have tziruf. Of course, we have to explain what is the factor which creates tziruf, and we have to have a little bit of an insight into what tziruf means, other than just being a word that we have a loose understanding of. What are we talking about? What creates tziruf? Then he says, however, when it comes time for Berkas HaMazon, there's no tziruf anymore. So that's the basic outline. Now we have to fit in the missing pieces. What Tosfos is saying is that the Seuda is a Metzaris. So when two people are Koveya Seuda together, that is something which the Seuda unites them. So that you have tziruf. So what he's saying, in effect, is that the Birkas HaMotzi takes place when they're Koveya themselves. So the Kviya Suda is the Matzarif. However, I believe that the Rabbeinu Yonah, who quotes Rabbi Yitzchak HaZaken, enables you to go even one step further over here. That is, with Tosfos, we simply say that they're beginning the Suda, they're being Koveya, the Suda together, so that's the Matzarif, and one person makes the bracha for the other one. I believe that on the basis of Rabbi Yitzchak HaZaken, you can take the idea a little bit further. If you take a look at the Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZaken, he's saying, Sheba Osa Bracha Maschilin Lechol. That's very, very significant. That is Haschola Seuda. That the Bracha itself is part of the Seuda. So therefore, there's Tziruf. The Bracha itself is the beginning of the Seuda. So therefore, one person makes the Bracha for the other one, because that's actually the Kaveya. The bracha itself is the Kaveya of the Suda, because it's actually Aschol Suda. So there you have a Matzarif. Now, what about Birkas HaMazon? It follows logically then that what brings these people together is the Suda. And Halacha recognizes that. That there's a Kvias. And if two people are Kaveya together, so then there's a Tziruf, because there is such a phenomenon of two people partaking of the same meal. And therefore, at the time they make the bracha, they are already, that's already the kviyas, because that's the beginning of the achila. So they're kavur lekach. However, once the meal comes to an end, so then there's no longer any kviyas. The kviyas is gone, and that the tziruf is gone. So therefore, each person is mevarach liatzmo, because there's nothing to be mitzarif them anymore. See, look. Of course, the question arises, well, if that's the case, how can you ever? So let's take the simple case. It would seem that Zimun is a logical impossibility. It seems that you might be into some kind of a logical dilemma. So if that's the case, even three or four say the same thing, and you'll never have Zimun. The difference is that when three people are Koveya together, so now you have a new unit, as we've said. And that unit has a chi of zimun. So that's what keeps the group together. Even though the meal, it's true that the meal, in this case, is the factor which creates the tziruf. But the tziruf will exist after the meal is gone, because now you've created a unit which has a chi of zimun. So that's why it's not a problem. In the case of two, you don't have a phenomenon of zimun. You just have a factor of tziruf. And that creates the matir for one person to make the bracha for the other person. But that only exists as long as the factor which creates the tziruf exists. Once the suit is gone, there's nothing else. Now, the Birkas HaMazon is not going to be mitzarif then, because there's no Birkas HaMazon of two.
There's no Chefter Sheol Zeman. But when you have three, so the trigger, the catalyst, is the Suda. But that creates something, a unit of three with a Chi of Zeman that continues after the Suda, so to speak, is gone. The other situation in which the problem existed was the case where they're not koveya together. The case which Tosus explained in Rashayim L'chalei case, where he said that they came at different points to the meal. In such a case, there is no chiv at that point, and each person can finish the meal and end and leave if he wants, bench by himself. For example, like the cafeteria, one guy sat down, then another guy joins, and so on and so forth. Nobody has to wait for nobody. However, if they concluded together, then they can't separate, and they have to aim Rashayim L'chalei. The reason for that is the same basic idea, that whenever you have three people who are together at the time of the Chi of Birkas HaMazon, it's Chal. So the Chi of Birkas HaMazon is Chal on three people, and three people creates a phenomenon of Zimun, so that's a Mitzarif for Zimun. But that's only by three. So therefore it's not a problem. However, when you have two people and you don't have Zimun, so now you're just dealing with the issue of Tziruf. Is there a Tziruf between the two people? If there is, then they have one bracha for two. If there's no tziruf, separate. So there's a tziruf as far as Birkas HaMotzi, because that's the Yaschal Suda. And insofar as the Suda is concerned, they're Mitzur for the Suda. But insofar as Birkas HaMotzi is concerned, they're not Mitzur for Birkas HaMotzi. Because one person's Birkas HaMotzi has nothing to do with the other person's Birkas HaMotzi. See? So therefore, Siluk Suda breaks the tziruf. The tziruf is relevant only to the Suda itself. Thus, for example, it would make sense that anything during the meal that would require a bracha, could talk about other brachos. Because, for example, that's a whole sugya of brachos as to Dvarma Boyan Besocha Suda, Machmasa Suda, Lachar Suda, issues of that. But Birkas HaYayin, for example, even Besocha Suda, you always have to make a bracha for wine. Unless on Shabbos, if you made Kiddush, so the you don't have to make another bracha if you can have, even though the Kiddush is before the Suda. You don't have to make in Kiddush Elv Malkum Suda. So if you drink wine during the Suda, you don't have to make another bracha for Birkas HaYayin. But during the week, if you started the meal and then you bring out wine, you have to make a Bar Priya Guffin. So in that situation, one person could make a bracha with the other one. The only thing is, I'm not talking, there's another factor though, that in such a case, there's a fear that one person might be chewing. So Shema Yakim Kana Leveshet, issues of that sort, that's a different problem, practically speaking. Because practically speaking, each person should make his own bracha, because while the other person is making the bracha, you might be chewing, and then if you answer Amen, you might choke, something like that. I'm not talking about it from that angle. I'm only bringing it up, not for the sake of tzak. I'm bringing it up just to illustrate the point that, all things being equal though, if that wasn't the case, then you weren't eating at that point, you stopped eating, and you're just going to have some wine now, so then one person can make a bracha with the other person, because the tziruf is there. Okay. The introduction to the second answer is basically, the first thing you must say is that the second answer does not accept this premise of Tosfos, that with regard to a situation of mitzvah l'chalek, that one person making a bracha for the other person has to do with this phenomenon of tziruf. That's the way Tosfos approached it. The second answer is discarding that. Tziruf is not the issue. How are you going to explain the difference between two types of cases? This is a more systematic phenomenon. It's categorical. Of course, this will very easily explain all the other brachos, Birkas Hamor, and so on and so forth, because virtually all brachos are brachos Amid Rabbanan, except for a Birkas HaMazon. What this position is saying, I believe, is that there are two elements in bracha. So let's take the classical case of bracha. The classical case of bracha is Birkas HaMazon. That's Midioraisa. Now, this is a mitzvah Dioraisa, and you're all familiar with the basic categories. Most of the cases, there are two aspects to a mitzvah. There's the Maisa HaMitzvah, And then there's the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. In Birkas HaMazon, you have the Maisa HaMitzvah, which is the enunciation of Shevach, Amira Shevach. But then, of course, you have the Kiyum. There's a Kiyum of Bracha. That's true. Now, once you're talking about Brachos, and you're going to extend the concept from Diraisa to Durabanan, you're going to have both elements. You're always going to have both elements to a Bracha. So, according to this answer, where the bracha is diyoraisa, yachiv is a chiv diyoraisa, and it's a mitzvah mid diyoraisa, so the chiv demands that you perform the maisa mitzvah, which is a maisa amir shavach, and as a result of that, you achieve the akiyim. That's the chiv. Now, of course, there are situations where, for whatever reason, you're excused from that chiv, well, because you can't perform it. It doesn't mean that this would prevent you from having the kiyum. In the case of sofer and boor, whatever, a person can't make the bracha. So given that there's a mechanism of shomei kahuna, you can have the kiyum bracha without the maisa mitzvah bracha. That is true. But the chatchila, your chiyuv of birkas hamazon, which is the chiyuv of the araisa, creates a chiyuv of amira shevach. Now the question is, when they extended the idea, now you have Midrabanan came along and created many other areas of bracha. So what exactly did they do? Did they extend the chiyuv in terms of the maisa hamitzvah, the amir shevach? Or no? The basic chiyuv is with regard to the kiyum of bracha, that a person is not allowed to partake of food, it's me'ilo, unless he has the kiyum. So therefore, of course, if he's alone, he has to say the bracha, because you can't have the kiyum any other way. But if he's fulfilling it through shomei kahuna, so he has the kiyum. Doesn't matter. In other words, the basic kiyum on the gavra is that he can't partake of the activity without the kiyum bracha, and the kiyum bracha can come about through shomei kahuna. That's basically what this answer is saying. Of course, the question is with regard to three, with regard to shlosha, but that's not a problem. That's not a problem whatsoever. There's a very simple way of answering that. For example, when you have 10 people and you have the tefillos hashatz, chazaras hashatz, the tefillos hashatz, which is the ikar tefillah b'tzibur. Because when you have three people together, it's not a chiyuv on the individual, it's a chiyuv of shlosha. It's a collective unit, and this collective unit has to say Birkas HaMazon, so that's what they're doing. One person is saying, and the other are listening, so then they're all involved in the performance of the mitzvah. In the same way that the Tfilas HaShatz is not the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur, it is the tefillah of the entire Tzibur. When you have a Tzibur of 10 people getting together, then they have to daven in a different way. It's a communal tefillah. And how is it the Maisa Mitzvah is done by all, but one person is enunciating it on behalf of all. So that's the Maisa Mitzvah has to be done that way, and everybody else has to listen. So then the group is speaking. That's a different concept. That's a completely different concept. You're not going to say that I'm not being Yosei through Shomei Kahuna over here. In the case of Tefillos HaShatz, or in the case of the Birkas HaMazon of Zimun. It's not that it's not the mechanism of Shomei Kaona. When you listen word for word to the bracha and you say Amen, that's your bracha, because you're now part of a collective. So that's a different situation entirely. It's a different chiyuv. It's a chiyuv on the group to enunciate a bracha. It's a group bracha. So then nothing is being diminished in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. When the person who's leading the Zimun actually recites it, but he's only reciting it as part of a group, so really the group is reciting it. That's a completely different concept, and we're not saying that in that situation you have permission to base yourself to fulfill your obligation through Shomei Kaona. We're not saying that. Although, in order to fulfill Zimun, you must listen word for word. You must listen word for word. That is true. But listening word for word works over there because it makes it your bracha. You're part of a group,
and it makes it your bracha. Whereas an ordinary shemei kohana means that the other person is doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, and you're being yotzei yachov through a mechanism of shemei kohana, which is bypassing the chi of amira shevach. That's a different type of a concept. So that answers this explanation, removes the problem of zimun. Just to add, in the case of Birkos Midrabanan, they're different than Birkos Hamazon. Birkos Hamazon is an inherent chi of bracha. Yechalta v'zavata, when you experience fias, uberachta. But the bracha itself doesn't function as any kind of an introduction to something else. It's not a matir for something. All the brachas of the Chama and Masakein essentially are functional and create an opportunity, a matir, for something which otherwise would be prohibited. So there it's very, very reasonable to say that the Chachamim merely decreed that one must have the kiyum of bracha, the matir of bracha, partake of that. And it's not necessary to assume that they mandated that he actually engage in the maisa mitzvah of amira shevach of bracha.